went to a place called Burger and Lobster this week.
Oh, yeah.
Realised they only had three options on the menu.
Burger, lobster and what?
Well, they had a lobster roll thing. Oh.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Oh, hi.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
A very good question. It's the one where we join Tinder. And we're going to talk about our experiences with Tinder, or lack of. We're talking about the entire phenomenon of this online dating aspect to it and everything we can come up with, plus some horror stories. We hope it is going to be a riot. Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. Welcome to episode 7. Can you believe 7?
I can't believe it's 7. Over almost 2 months there.
Well, yeah, nearly 8 episodes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Episode 8 next week, by the way. Now, don't worry if you just clicked on this now thinking, oh, my word, I've got to listen to previous 6. No, you don't. They're all self-contained. They've all got their own thing going on. There's always a theme, and there's always the one where we do whatever. So, yes, I'm Luke Marsden, if you've just joined us for the first time. And a true fact about me, Lucy, right?
Go on. Wait for it.
Actually, I have double-jointed thumbs.
Oh, do you?
Give me your hand. Yeah?
What's going on here?
Watch this.
Oh, it's not going to be...
My bone, it's sticking out. Look at that.
Ew, gross. I met someone, I can't remember who it was, the other day, who didn't have, like, a joint in the thumb.
That's freaky. It was so strange. Yeah, that is strange.
So I'm Lucy, and I guess a fact about me I realised this morning is I've never had a McDonald's breakfast.
Ever?
Ever.
You've never had a McDonald's breakfast. So you've never had a McMuffin, McMuffin.
No, like I've had an actual McDonald's before. When I was younger, I used to love McChicken sandwiches. Never had a breakfast though.
You've never had a breakfast?
I've heard they're apparently legendary.
Legendary slash like plastic and vile, but yeah.
Slash 10,000 calories.
If McDonald's are listening right now, though, we are looking for a sponsor for the podcast, so we'd love to promote your wealth of range of breakfast items and salads and all the healthy things that you're doing. audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM if you want to check out any of the previous episodes, or just pop in Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, up we come, or we have our own website now, which takes you to where you need to be, lukeandlucyfm.com. Now, this week, we kind of thought to ourselves, we were discussing, some of Lucy's friends, and how they're getting on with dating. Lucy's been single for a while. We mentioned it in previous episodes. In fact, I think about 10 years Lucy's been single now.
I think you like mentioning it in every single sentence.
Every single episode I've mentioned your singleness.
No secret anymore. It's definitely not a secret.
And I thought, you know what, let's try and help. And let's try and get Lucy on Tinder. But before we did any of this, we wanted to get some research of what... I mean, have you got a definition of what Tinder actually even is, Lucy?
Well, it's just a dating website, isn't it?
I've got a definition right here, with it? Oh, my phone's
crackling.
Right, yeah. It's a very flammable substance... That's actually a definition of what Tinder is. It explains the logo for Tinder. Oh, right, yeah, it's a piece of wood.
It's like the logo. Oh, really?
Yeah, and the logo's a fire, so I imagine
it's flammable. Hello.
Okay, well, what's this one? A very flammable substance. What have you found on Tinder that's a very flammable substance? So, if you listen to this right now, you're thinking, what on earth are these two gabbing on about? Tinder, Lucy. It's a dating app.
It is. It launched in September 2012 and it has an estimated 50 million users.
Jeez, so there's 50 million people have Tinder on the phones.
Worldwide, yeah.
And on their iPhones, you can use it on your Android devices. And basically, it's a system where you link it to your Facebook and you get a picture on there. And if people like your picture, you swipe left.
Uh-huh. Luke's a bit of a pro at it already, as you can tell.
Well, we'll get into that a bit later. And you swipe right if you like someone. And
right if you like, left if you don't.
Right, okay. So what sort of stats are we seeing from this? What sort of cretins are on this thing?
Okay, so it's active currently in 196 countries worldwide. So, 10 million daily active users on the app with 10 billion matches per day, 1.4 billion swipes per day. And
oh my word.
If you thought it was just for the singles, you better think again.
Really?
Yes.
What does that mean?
The percentage of Tinder users that are actually single is, guess.
The percentage of Tinder... Well, surely it should be like 90%. It's an app for people who want to meet other people.
It should be 100%, shouldn't it?
So, well, yeah.
It is actually 54% Tinder users. Oh. Percentage of Tinder users so are actually single.
Just a majority of Tinder users single. So
half of them must have girlfriends or boyfriends.
And are looking for what?
It doesn't surprise me, though.
Have you had enough of them?
Being
in a magnanimous relationship, are they kind of looking for a bit of flammable substances of their own to play about
a
with?
A bit of a side salad because they're maybe a bit hungry.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Maybe they want to chomp on somebody's McMuffin. I mean, that's staggering, though, right?
It is crazy. That is a much higher percentage than I thought it would have been.
That's a lot higher. I mean, that's a concerning percentage of people. 54% of people aren't single, though.
Yeah.
So what other stats have you got about Tinder?
So apparently 3% of people on Tinder are divorced.
Well, I thought that would be slightly higher, to be honest.
It does say, though, percentage of people already in a relationship on Tinder is only 12%, which I think is quite low considering...
The 54% are single on this. So you've got to wonder what the
maybe
other 46%...
Maybe complicated relationships.
Maybe some of them are in those likes of open relationships.
Open relationships. Just is that what you're in,
Luke? I knew you were going to ask me that. I knew you were going to ask me that. And just to be clear, I'm not in an open relationship. As far as I'm concerned, I don't know whether or not my girlfriend feels the same way. She might be in an open relationship and just hasn't told me. I don't know. But for me, though, Lucy, right, I mean, I was single for a while and you've been single for 30 years.
I'm not even 30 yet, thanks.
Oh, geez, that's my mistake. I thought you were. I just think to myself, at what level is it desperation? At what level does it get that you have to be? No, I'm just thinking that.
That's
so
harsh.
You've been on all the websites, the dating websites, I assume. No,
me,
you're okay.
Personally.
No. But have you personally been on dating websites?
No. Well, we've signed myself up to Tinder now. Well, we've signed Charmaine up to Tinder.
Up to Tinder. We'll get onto that in a little minute of why, how we got on there and what we did. And I kind of thought to myself, so let's say you're single, and I was single, and to meet somebody, I imagine it's for people kind of like, if you're not meeting anybody at work, how else do you meet someone? If you don't go out with friends and like snog the
busy,
face off?
Well, yeah, exactly.
So how do you envision meeting Mr. Right, if that person don't exist for you? But I mean, how do you imagine meeting?
I genuinely have no idea.
And that's why you would go on a website. And let's say that fails. Then you move on to an app like Tinder. Now, Tinder's been notorious, right, in both in pop culture and the social cultures for showing pictures of, you know...
Of what,
private Luke? Parts of people's Tinders.
How does it?
Tinders and tinnies. I don't know. How big's your Tinder?
You seem to know a lot about this.
Because, Lucy, one of us has to do research for this podcast, so I'm not going on there looking for pictures of people's Tinders.
Oh, yeah, that old chestnut.
That's the kind of, like, it's kind of got famous for the wrong reasons, Tinder, has it not?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. A lot of people see it with a lot of negative connotations. A lot of people, just go on for one thing, don't they?
And what's
so
that?
If you're not looking, if you are looking for one thing, then great. If you're not, then not great.
So you have a friend, and unfortunately, she wouldn't come on the phone to speak to us about her experiences due to, well, people
other
will know who she is. Well, let's say other commitments. Oh, way up. Other commitments. Is that what she's doing? She's on Tinder right now, isn't she? That's the other commitments that she's doing. So she wouldn't come on and speak to us, but she's had a number of flammable relationships thanks to Tinder, and she's obsessed. How does it work? Like, just explain to me, like, does she just swipe left? Next thing you know, he's come round to her apartment. How does it?
Yeah, well, we've gone through this. Apparently, if you swipe left, you like the person. Swipe left.
But what happens after that?
Right, you like the person. Swipe left, you don't.
But let's say we've done this swiping thing.
So a little chat.
Made the initial chat. Right?
Opens up, right. And they start talking, and yeah. Goes from there.
But how does he get to talk from talking to her? He's going around cooking sausages for her.
Going around I'm cooking sausages for who?
No, I don't know. For your friend or anybody. Is it leading? Because you said it's about kind of about.
No, I've never had a conversation where someone has said, "Can I come and cook sausages for you?"
Oh, please, come on! You've been offered pork on a number of occasions, Lucy. And another pen. If you listen to episode one, Lucy to highlight her at me. She tried.
In his eyeball.
I was ready for it. That
you
time.
Do deserve that.
I was ready for it. So your friend, and she's not. Has she had any? Because the concern is, let's see, meeting these people off Tinder. Is the idea to get in a relationship afterwards or just, you know?
Well, I don't know. It depends what people want from when they go on a thing, don't they? I know you found one when you were swiping before of a guy named Lucas who apparently didn't want anything serious, but I had a nice picture of his bulging biceps
on the thing. So, before we did this podcast, I said to Lucy, we need to get you on Tinder. If we're going to do a podcast about Tinder, then one of us has to be on it. Now, obviously, I'm in a loving, long-term relationship.
So apparently Luke can't do that.
I can't possibly be on Tinder. So who do we have that's single and has got a reasonably okay face? Lucy Hilton. I obviously don't want to see Lucy's face on Tinder. They want to see someone else. But we'll stick with the face for the time being.
And to be honest, I was a little bit dubious after reading some of the stories on the internet.
Go on, let's have some horror stories of Tinder.
There's a few. So someone got a Tinder notification on his phone, realised that he doesn't have Tinder and he was actually holding his girlfriend's phone.
Awkward.
That might happen to you, Luke. You never know.
Oh, that's something to look forward to.
It is something to look forward to. One guy matched with an attractive girl and got a few nude pictures off her, as you do. Don't know what he did with those, but the next day he went in to start training for a new job in a restaurant and learned that she was actually there training him as his shift manager.
Wow.
Awkward.
What happens then?
# awkward. I don't know.
Did he get a promotion? Did he blackmail her? I would do that. That's exactly what I would do. Listen.
That's revenge porn, Luke. Let's not go into
Isn't
that.
Isn't that illegal now?
That is illegal.
Is it?
You would be in jail for that.
See, I need to delete some stuff off my computer then, because I was planning. That was my pension plan. I was going to blackmail my. Oh dear, I'm going to have to wipe my computer now.
I have got one which is actually quite scary. Bit of a stalkerish one. So this girl apparently told a guy who she was talking to stupidly where she worked. She did say that night that she thought she saw someone who looked like him walk past the place where she worked, but she couldn't be 100% sure. Obviously, she'd never seen him in real life. Then a few days later, they were chatting and it was quiet in work, but a battery was dying. So she said to him, "I'll talk to you later when I get home." 10 minutes later, he turned up at her work with a phone charger.
What?
Yeah, quite weird. Might have been
odd.
A nice gesture if you actually knew the person, seeing as you don't. So it was more weird as well, because he apparently lived on the other side of the city from where she worked. So she thought she'd just cut ties straight away, but obviously she needed to return this charger to him. So she met him after work at a bar and was just going to return the charger, make her excuses and go. She did that, got home, went on Instagram, and to her horror, saw a selfie he'd posted that day with a caption saying, "I'm now a taking man," winky face.
Oh dear.
Awkward.
Have they even been out for a meal?
They'd never met before, apart from him giving her this charger.
That
really
is
weird.
So weird.
But it's scary as well to think you can meet these weirdos on Tinder.
Well, not just that, though. I mean, I suppose on the internet in general, there's weirdos, but Tinder is kind of a...
You might get murdered.
Well, I mean, that's just... Yeah,
it's
I mean...
Scary.
Let's, yeah,
you
I mean,
do.
You know, at the end of the day, that is the jump you've got to think about. Like, you know, when you're exposing your body parts on there, you've got to think they
Which
could be
Luke
chopped
does
off.
Quite a lot.
I've not exposed my body parts on there. I've not. Don't Google me as well. I mean, I can do another one here. There's a famous story going on the internet and I thought I'd show it. It's called Death Trap.
Oh, go on.
Okay, so this is a guy who was a Tinder user.
Okay.
I don't think he does it anymore. Started seeing a girl off Tinder. It was going really well for about 2 weeks and I thought she was pretty cool. Then things started going really, really wrong. She used to always ask me like what I was doing and if I was still on Tinder and if I was okay, and I would reply saying, "Yeah, I'm fine," and she would continue to ask if I'm okay, if we're okay. Bear in mind, this is only 2 weeks into a relationship.
Okay.
I didn't think it was possible to get attached so quickly, but she really did. She told me that she wanted to protect me. This is American.
She wanted to protect
him. Yeah, this gets a bit
protect
crazy.
Him from what?
Well, I don't know, because then she brought a shotgun around to my house. Bear in mind, guns are legal
Shut
in America,
up.
Right? And this is... She had a shotgun. Long story short, she said the shotgun was used to protect me, right?
Oh.
I dumped her, right?
Oops.
Yeah. This is I dumped her.
She, were they even going out? It was 2 weeks.
Two weeks. He said one day she calls me constantly saying, I need to see you. She turns up at my apartment door. I wouldn't let her in. And she said, I've got the shotgun in my hand.
Was right? she going to kill
him? I haven't read towards the end of this yet. When I didn't answer, she went round, started knocking on the bedroom window, and eventually she gave up. But that could have gone
boring.
Terribly wrong. Could have gone terribly wrong, Lucy.
Yeah. It could have done.
Well, how do you want that to end?
She could have shot him in the head.
Well, but if you think about it like that, Lucy.
Someone apparently matched with the cousin on Tinder.
Well, we're not.
Why would you swipe right for your cousin? That's just weird.
We're not Alabama.
Stop being weird.
Yeah, if there's anybody in Alabama listening right now, I don't mean that. that story though, to get to a point where a stranger you've known for 3 weeks is at your door with a shotgun.
2 weeks, not even three.
Shotgun. I mean, that at least over here, it can't be a shotgun. Well, yeah, but at that point, he's already blown your head off, hasn't he?
Yeah, true. Yeah. So let's talk about the minute Luke joined Tinder.
It's. Right, so we were discussing. As I said earlier, we had to fully, you know, immerse ourselves in this to get, you know, properly grips with it.
Yeah.
And I said that I would sign Lucy up to Tinder. So, but Lucy insisted she couldn't use a real name, despite the fact, Lucy, you'll never meet anybody if you don't use your real name.
All right,
thanks. So we set up a fake profile, right?
Yeah, we set up Charmaine Hill.
Charmaine Hill, who's a fashion editor.
Fashion editor.
Who's got Lucy's face.
For Vogue, obviously.
Yeah, for Vogue, yes. Because a fashion editor at Vogue needs Tinder. There's not an endless list of male models at her disposal.
Well,
so
I don't know.
Charmaine Hill became a real person on Facebook, and Charmaine has Lucy's face.
So she has my face.
We wanted to test how well Lucy would get on Tinder.
So obviously, being the digital expert that he is, Luke decided to do it on his phone.
Absolutely.
You have to link up Tinder with your Facebook. So Luke logged out of his Facebook, logged into Charmaine, and set up Tinder. Everything was going swimmingly until it came up with girls and you couldn't see the faces. And I was like, we need to fix it, obviously, to go to men. So change the settings, blah, blah, blah. Luke starts swiping. Still can't see the faces. Swipe right. I can't see it. Peter, civil engineer, can't see his face.
Tony, bodybuilder, can't see his face.
Bearing in mind,
we're
doing
else.
The show at this point. So in between, I'm getting distracted, obviously, by working. And then 10 minutes later, Luke pipes up. Oh my goodness, it's me!
So what Lucy means is, I signed myself up to Tinder by accident.
So unknowingly.
I not knowingly done that, and had also started to swipe.
Right.
Civil engineer Tony.
Very enthusiastically, may I add.
At one point, I super liked something, whatever the hell that means. Apparently there's some guy actually tried to message me now, asking if I'm interested in going out, looking at his spanner and toolkit. Tony, if you're listening, mate, I made a big mistake, and I didn't mean Luke, the radio presenter.
He says he made a mistake. I don't know, Phoebe, if you're listening, I think you need to question your boyfriend.
So we have officially now... I've deleted my Tinder account. I'm actually deleting my Facebook account after all this, to be honest, because it's really taught me a lesson that freaking weirdos could start contacting me.
Oh yeah.
And we've now finally.
But then you never know. You might find the love of your life on there.
I'm supposed to already have the love of my life, am I not?
Oh yeah. Phoebe might be on there.
Right. Imagine if Phoebe, if you're listening to this right now and you are on Tinder, then we might as well call it a day now. Because if you need somebody on Tinder, you've not got the full package at home. Anyway, just saying. We've got Charmaine on Tinder now, officially.
Charmaine is officially on Tinder.
So, Lucy, you're on the app right now. You're
I'm
on my
on
phone.
App. I'm on a guy called Lee, 25, okay. Finance and Human Resources Manager at Logistics Industry.
Sounds like a serious job.
He went to Lancaster University in 2012.
Local.
And he lives in Leyland.
Perfect. So what's wrong with him?
Nothing. He looks quite cute, I guess.
So would you swipe right for him?
I don't know.
Why?
He just looks a bit posy.
Lucy. Charmaine, whatever you call.
To be fair, Charmaine's a fashion editor. What would Charmaine do?
This is not about you, it's about Charmaine. And what would Charmaine do?
Okay, so thinking from Charmaine fashion editor perspective, he looks like he takes care of himself.
Would Charmaine hire him?
One of his pictures, he has a little bow tie on with a little suit. Cute. I think Charmaine would hire him. obviously depending on his CV skills and everything, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but we're not on about Charmaine hiring him for a job. Charmaine wants to hire him to do you know, edit her. So
well, Charmaine has obviously a busy lifestyle. She's a fashion editor, so she needs someone who can cook for her. Can he cook?
Just to be clear, if you've just joined us, Charmaine doesn't exist. Charmaine is Lucy's pseudonym she's using. If you come across Charmaine Hill on Tinder, please swipe left.
Why? Charmaine will not appreciate that.
Lucy, I just want to very quickly, before we wrap up, you went on Tinder as you personally, right? We're going to continue the adventure of Charmaine on Tinder. In a few weeks' time, I'll let you know how Charmaine's getting on.
Are we continuing this? Charmaine continuing on Tinder?
Oh, no. Would you rather we just delete Charmaine? You know, she's had a good one. We should just get rid of Charmaine.
She's had a good run.
She's not found Mr. White. But you...
Oh, apparently you can backtrack.
Oh, never go back. You should know that, Lucy. And
never go back.
And we should all know that. I mean, Lucy, you can have, when we put you on Tinder, when...
Oh, Charmaine's got a connection.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Apparently, Charmaine and this guy both like each other.
Oh, dear.
So they can now start talking.
Okay, go on. Say hi.
He's not going to say hi back straight away, is he?
Oh, right. Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe. Hi. Exclamation mark.
Bit much. Would Charmaine add an exclamation mark?
Put three exclamation marks.
The adventures.
Charmaine's keen.
Charmaine's keen. She's gonna be dead in about 3 minutes. We're going to delete Charmaine. So he's going to be bitterly disappointed. And that guy has so much hope. He's seen your face and thought, I like Charmaine. I like her morals. I like her CV.
She's a fashion editor. What more could you want?
The truth is, Charmaine doesn't exist. The truth is that Lucy... You've not got much hope because you're not interested on... You swiped so left so many times.
Yeah, well, I'm just picking. I can't help it.
On that
maybe
note...
Maybe I'm just not interested.
Maybe not interested.
Charmaine's happy on her own.
Charmaine's single forever. Actually, maybe you should get with Charmaine. On that pivotal note, we are done with this week's episode. We hope you've enjoyed our little foray.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Flurry into Tinder.
Let us know your Tinder stories if anyone has them. When you're leaving us reviews, please tell us your Tinder stories. We will be reading them out on next week's podcast.
Absolutely. I just want to say a big thanks as well to Sophie, to Kayla, who's left a review on iTunes as well. iTunes, just type in Luke and Lucy FM the. All previous episodes, audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM 1-6. We've had some cracking episodes. The one where we give up Lent, one where we hate celeb fitness DVDs.
Yeah.
So many on there. Check those out.
I can't even remember
those. There's been that many. Valentine's Day was the original one, the one we'd all began. And
what was even last week?
And, oh, wow. Really, Lucy? The one where we can't find
like
an inspiration woman. Well, that's Charmaine's problem as well. On that note, thanks so much for listening. We're back with episode 8 next week, and it's going to be an absolute cracker. And if you are on Tinder, just look up Charmaine for the next 5 minutes or so. If you're listening to this, she might still exist. I might not delete her, Lucy. What do you think?
Oh, well, please do.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.